The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
WJON News Time, 405, 28 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have a look at your WJON forecast coming up in a moment. A Meeker County mother and her two small children are displaced after their home was damaged by a fire Saturday. The call came in at approximately 10:15 p.m. for a fire in the 100 block of North Jupiter Street in Cosmos. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Sarah Brinkman and her two kids were able to escape the house with the help of neighbors. They retreated at the scene for minor smoke-related injuries. Fire departments from Cosmos and Grove City battled the blaze. Meeker County detectives and the state fire marshal responded to investigate, but so far the cause of the fire is unknown. It did cause significant damage and made the house uninhabitable. The Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign is entering its final days. Spokesman Dan Furry says if you happen to pass a Red Kettle, consider making a donation.
The money you put in a Red Kettle in your hometown, in your community, stays in that community. So it doesn't go off to some national clearing center.
Furry says demand for their services, including food, rental, and heating assistance, remains high. A judge's ruling that the DFL representative-elect was ineligible to run in House District 40B is expected to complicate negotiations at the state capitol. Hamline University professor David Schultz says both parties were prepared for a 50-50 split.
Because what you have right now in the House is that they've reached agreements for joint power where they've got the allocation of committee chairs assigned. They hadn't come up with any decision on the Speaker of the House.
Curtis Johnson is appealing the court ruling that he didn't meet the six-month residency requirement and shouldn't be seated in office January 14th. That would give Republicans a one-vote majority. A Christmas tradition that started 82 years ago is still a part of downtown St. Cloud. The nativity set that you see when you drive by the corner of West St. Germain Street and 10th Avenue South outside the U.S. Bank building was bought back in 1942. The set was purchased with money raised by school children in St. Cloud and the Daughters of Isabella. They donated the nativity scene to the city of St. Cloud. It sat in front of the Stearns County Courthouse every holiday until 1972. In 1985, the city donated it to the Stearns History Museum. Edward Zapp Jr. was a board member at the museum and offered to display the set at Zapp Bank. When U.S. Bank bought Zapp Bank, they continued the tradition. The nativity scene has undergone major repairs at least twice over the years. You might also remember Baby Jesus was stolen in 2018, but thankfully was returned a year later. WJON News Time, it's 4:08 and 28 degrees. We'll have a look at your WJON forecast coming up. But for more local news when you want it, visit us using the free WJON mobile app brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.
WJON radar blender.
Here's your WJON weather. Cloudy skies tonight with a little bit of patchy fog possible. A low temperature around 19 degrees with winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, a little bit of fog to start the day, otherwise cloudy with a high around 30. Christmas Day, Wednesday, mainly cloudy with a high of 32. Thursday, cloudy with a high temperature around 35 degrees. Friday, mainly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high around 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Information Radio, WJON.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.